The attorney's response on paragraph 4, it references it, but I'm trying to read it real quick.
Yeah, I'm looking at that, too.
So at the end of that term, would it just come with an automatic renewal? Or?
It's an easement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, an easement is for purpose providing right-of-way for construction of the road.
Correct. But we're going across their property, so across the core easement. So is that something that's going to have to be looked at every 10 years?
Yeah, without... In the last, second to last paragraph, the last sentence, do you mind if I read that publicly?
Go ahead.
However, if Mr. Huff or the commission believe that the county requires a permanent easement for the raising and realignment of a section of Dale Avenue, this easement will not be sufficient for that purpose and will require revisions. So if the purpose is for a permanent easement, then no, this will not work.
Currently, you all found it, we don't even have easement. We're just going across their property. It's not dedicated public county-maintained right-of-way the way it is right now.
Now, with it being core, is it just not automatically public?
I mean, it's...
But that doesn't mean we can improve it legally.
Yeah, I think it's legally public ground, but it doesn't mean you have access to it.
Because they do block off things.
I would probably go with Mr. Elliott and let you guys figure out exactly what the needs are and make the revisions to the contract. I know it's a pain dealing with the Corps, but...
Right, but the year term is what kind of...
Well, but also the purpose of the year terms is what... Yeah.
Okay, I will get with him on that, and then get back with you all.
I make a motion that we table the Dale Avenue right-of-way easement until it's been clarified.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Transfer station building damage release.
Devin, were you on this one also?
Devin.
Hey, Devin. Were you on this one also?
Yes.
I have a letter dated April 11, 2019 from our commission's attorney. He's reviewed the release of all claims by Taney County in favor of Automated Waste Services, LLC.
Do we have that release right there?
Yeah.
Did they get the fix at the transfer station?
The person that is going to repair it has the material ordered from the building company that we bought the building from so that everything matches correctly, and he has not got all the material yet.
So we probably should not do this release.
I said, do we want to wait on the release until it's finished?
That's probably what I would do.
I do.
I look for it to be done within a month probably.
Will you get back with us when it's completed and inspected?
Because I want it on a brand new building, everything to match up, the paint.
Move to table the Taney County Transfer Station building damage release until repairs have been completed.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Support of local government certification. Jesus was homeless. This is something they want us to sign off on. I thought it was under the city. I thought the city had...
I think they're wanting one from both us and the city.
Okay.
I think what it's, the way I read it, what it's signing is this form serves only to certify that the proposed neighborhood assessment project is not in conflict with any existing plans or ordinances approved or enforced by local government unit, by us. That we have no ordinance or nothing that, that this conflicts with. I understand the program. Not only this addresses them giving meals to specifically those that are in-stay homeless or in the motels, extended-stay motels and so forth, but also they take those to make them profitable citizens. I hope that's the correct use of putting it.
They have the Work for Life program.
Yes.
Where they train people how to do job interviews and get jobs and work.
And then some of them that they
are
trained...
Or Jobs for Life program, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jobs for Life.
And some of them that they have trained are actually out working now, and we do have a shortage of workforce.
But by signing it, or voting and signing it, pretty much states that there's nothing in there that goes against our guidance codes.
Right, that's the way I'm...
Yeah, that we don't have an ordinance or anything that it would go against. And I know of no ordinance.
Yeah, it says this form serves only to certify that the proposed neighborhood assistance program project is not in conflict with the existing plans and ordinances approved, enacted, or enforced by the local unit of government. And they all act within the city limits of Branson anyways, so.
And it designates that it is to be, it gives a parameter within the city.
Right. Move to approve and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign the NAP Attachment C form.
Second.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, by doing it on record, it says it has to be signed in the presence of a notary. Is that what Ms. Neely does when she attests to it, or does he actually need to sign it in front of her? I don't know.
When she's attest to it, she's attesting that's his signature.
I don't know. I would probably take it there and sign it in front of her just to be safe.
All right. We will, let's see, we will recess until 10 a.m. and be upstairs in our conference room for Road and Bridge Roundtable Discussion.
Should we note that the executive session that was on there was a mistake and carry over from last week?
Oh,
yes.
I was informed that this morning, yeah.
Yeah.
So we will not be having an executive session.
That was scheduled earlier this morning. We will be having one later on this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. The
I
one first thing
what,
this morning
yes.
was like carryover from last week.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, yep. No.
Okay.
All right.
I thought Devin had one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that earlier this morning.
Didn't see it.